With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President-elect Trump's choice for FBI director has vowed to drastically overhaul the agency and target political opponents.
Trump announced plans to nominate Kash Patel, who has claimed he would shut down the FBI's headquarters here in the nation's capital. Patel also has suggested going after media members for their coverage of the 2020 presidential election. FBI Director Christopher Wray, who was nominated by Trump 7 years ago, has 3 years remaining on the job.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Also at SRNNews.com, President Biden pardoning his son Hunter. This spares the younger Biden a possible prison sentence for federal felony gun and tax convictions and is a direct reversal from the president's past promises not to use the powers of the presidency for the benefit of his family. The Democratic president had previously said he would not pardon his son or commute his sentence after his convictions in Delaware and California. Erie, Pennsylvania Mayor Joe Shember said he's telling WGET 124 and Fox 66 News the city's slowly recovering from several feet of lake effect snow.
Well, it was really hard at first because there was so much snow and, people weren't adjusting to it. But I think it's gotten much better now. And we encourage everyone to please stay off the streets for now. Just stay home. Let us get control of it, which we're starting to gather, and we're getting to some side streets as well.
Snow showers fell in western Michigan today and expected through Wednesday and Thursday for more. Lake effect warnings, snow warnings in effect through Tuesday night. Parts of Ohio, New York, and Pennsylvania. The Dow dropping 124 points. The NASDAQ composite up 184. This is SRN News. Hanukkah coming late this year.
The holiday begins on Christmas night and runs through January 2nd. It's tied to the Jewish calendar and so moves around year to year. Jews around the world are hoping that hostilities between Israel and her terrorist neighbors will be concluded soon, as they have been casting a pall over each holiday since the Hamas attack of October 2023. Hanukkah celebrates the recapture of the temple in Jerusalem from the Greeks in 164 BC. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Germany, famous for its Christmas markets that date back to the Middle Ages, but it seems the LGBT agenda has come for them as well. In Berlin, there's now a gay Christmas market that offers rainbow pierogi and entertainment by drag queens. There's also another Christmas market that specializes in pornography. Berlin features the largest LGBT community in Germany. Meanwhile, the Christmas markets are also facing tight security. This is SRN News. President Biden is in Angola on his first and only visit to Africa during his time in office.
When Joe Biden hosted African leaders in Washington 2 years ago, he said the U.S. was all in on the continent. He pledged to reset America's engagement with Africa. And that has begun in Angola. The U.S. is refurbishing an old rail network that cuts across the country and building a new one to connect Zambia's copper belt and the Democratic Republic of Congo's cobalt mines to the port of Lobito in Angola. It's the most direct challenge yet to China's dominance in the region's mining and infrastructure sectors.
The BBC's Ann Soy. Authorities in the Greek islands of Rhodes and Lemnos have declared a state of emergency. That's after powerful storms caused flooding and infrastructure damage. And that flooding was blamed for the weekend deaths of two people on Lemnos. More details at SRNNews.com.